So I am John Bonvecchio. I'm the current board president at DCM. I'd like to welcome you all to this meeting. We have decided to try doing our annual meeting online, the purpose of which is that it's going to be recorded and available to any of our owners through our website. So hopefully we'll get more visibility through this medium. The role of this meeting is to update the ownership on the state of the Durham Co-op, which I can say emphatically, we are excited for the future, which is very good. But to give you an understanding of what's happened in the past year over our 2025 fiscal year. So our meeting is going to consist of a little bit of me talking, giving an overview. We're going to share some highlights. I'm going to turn it over to Jason, our GM, to speak about the finances and the condition of the co-op. We're going to have Kim, our immediate previous president of the board, talk about the election. She's also chairing the Nominations and Elections Committee. And then we will take questions from ownership. We'll make sure we leave time for that as well. So that is the rundown. And we will begin with some of the highlights. Obviously, the biggest is we hired a new GM, Jason, who I hope many of you have seen in the store. He is proudly wearing his Seahawks jersey, as he is native to the Seattle, Washington area, or at least Washington State. Transitions at the co-op are difficult, as we have learned. This is not something just Durham has experienced, co-ops across the country. We did use an outside search firm that gave us two good candidates, and the board had a clear choice in Jason, and that has certainly thus far shown to be very true that Jason was the right person at the right time to take on leadership. So he brings over 20 years of experience in the grocery business. He started in June. I got that right? June last year, Jason?
July 8th.
July 8th, excuse me. July 8th. And that's really kind of a dividing point in this last year of the co-op. We had interim leadership, which we're very thankful for, to Bobby Sullivan, who is the current GM at French Broad Food Co-op in Asheville. He was the interim general manager at the Durham Co-op. He came in about 2 days a week, make sure things were stable. But again, it was a transition period, and that was difficult for from our staff members, as there is, when there's uncertainty in the air, that's always a concern. So we're really excited that we have restored stable, consistent leadership to the co-op and are moving in a positive direction. And I can say that one of the things that has been very clear in the first few months that Jason has been our GM is the reporting that we're getting is excellent. The board is informed. He has gone through so many of our operational processes that really needed updated. Because so much hadn't changed since COVID, and getting through and keeping the co-op open through COVID was such a difficult time period. And I know he's already negotiated new contracts with IT, HR, really making sure that we're getting the most bang for our buck in the co-op. And it's really helped. So increasing efficiencies across the store. I also am very proud that Jason has put our department managers have now their own leadership circle. So it's actually made the cooperative a more cooperative environment for our employees and for leadership. And again, it's nice to be looking forward with excitement. During the interim period, a lot was up in the air, and that's, discerning at times. But we were very pleased that moving forward, we are seeing positive growth. We are seeing the return of profitability consistently at the co-op. And that's saying quite a bit because, as all of us, I'm sure, are aware, our country and certainly our Durham community are facing headwinds. I just read today that our House District, NC4, it's official, we have had the most federal funding cuts of any congressional district in the country. And that is definitely weighing on our co-op. And as you'll see in a mentioned in my letter, We're also starting to introduce some more cost-effective products alongside our local vendors and makers, because we're seeing more of a need for that as belts tighten across the Durham community and the country. So I have gone on a bit, but am I forgetting anything, Jason, before I turn it over to you?
No, I don't think you've done great so far.
Thanks. Oh, and again, we're going to, Kim is going to come in after Jason's presentation to talk about board member nominations and serving on the Durham Co-op board. Previously, our elections have kind of been feast or famine, where we've had a lot of really great, interesting candidates who want to be a part of the board, or we've really been struggling to find good individuals or even enough individuals to support. So again, that also thinking of that, how can we make this annual meeting more available to membership is one of the reasons why we're doing it online. Hopefully more members will see it and become interested in serving on the co-op. So with that, I'm going to turn it over to Jason.
Thanks, John. I appreciate it. So yes, I'll start by introducing myself again. Jason Bowers. I am, well, the newest GM, we'll say. Hired, like John said, July 8th was my first day. I am a Seattle native. Been out here for 7 years now. I've been out here in North Carolina, and I actually love it. My grandma actually grew up outside of Asheville, so it's actually wonderful to kind of be back in my grandma's neck of the woods again, where I spent some of my youth. So that is fantastic. So what I got is a small little presentation here in regards to some of the things that had happened at the co-op in the last year. Some things that we obviously wanted to share with our members. So Amy, if you go ahead and hit the next slide, please. So sales at the co-op were really, really good. As you guys can see, 8.4, a little over 8.4 million, up over a half a million in sales from the prior, so 7% increase, which is phenomenal. We really saw thank you for the anti-Amazon, Walmart, Target movements last year that really, really did a great service to the cooperative sector as a whole across the country. We were up 7% in our sales for that time. The cooperative sector for NCG was up a little over 5%. So that is a fantastic number to see. Next slide, Aim. Local sales. Now we talk about local, right? I mean, we want to be that market that's known for highlighting and celebrating our local vendor partners. The co-op has a ton of different vendors in there that are all uber local to us, that contributed almost $2 million to that 8 million in our overall sales. So 23% of our sales really amounted to our local true source vendors, everything from Firsthand Foods to all the bread, Weaver Street, because we're a partner with Weaver Street as well on a lot of their goods. Everything from Motherland in grocery. Our coffee roasters are almost all local. So a lot of great local vendors that we want to celebrate, and we're glad are partners with us at the co-op. Amy, next slide. Here's a little breakdown by department of what we talk about with those sales. Deli, you know, our grab and go specifically that area, $911,000 just in there of local sales. Grocery, 513,000. Beer and wine, as you can see. I mean, I can tell you, first time I was in the co-op, which was over 8 years ago when I actually came out here for a vacation, my lunch and my nightly beer choice came from the co-op. That's when I first was introduced to DMC. So, I mean, meat sales, like I said, $132,000. I mean, we just continue to grow and welcome new vendors in. In fact, we have two new vendors that just started next last week at the co-op. So a whole bunch of things going on with our locals that we, like I said, truly do appreciate. Amy, next slide. So inflation, we all talk, you know, inflation's actually not as bad as it's been, let's be honest. 2.8 was the overall inflation rate, really, according to the Fed last year over the time period. So you take out, this inflation over that 7% increase, we really were up 4.2% in growth. So again, a strong, strong number when you take that inflationary number out. We've all seen, like John was talking about, wallets are tighter, belts a little tighter, due to, some of these constraints that are current administration has put on us. Next slide, Amy. There we go. There's the great number. Gross profit. Co-op did a great, 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 great job. Obviously that GP is before everything's done, bought, and paid for, so to speak, but a 2.74 million on gross profit, which was a 12% increase from the year prior. So a solid, solid growth profit number. And that's, in the absence of leadership, it speaks volumes to the staff and how well the staff performed and kept that co-op running the way it needed to be ran, in the absence of leader. Bobby S. from French Broad came out, did a fantastic job. Josh, the operations manager, again, helped lead the co-op in the manner that allowed us to see a $2.74 million GP, which is fantastic. Amy, next slide. This is the big one. So, fourth quarter last year, $175,000 net income at the end of the day. So, the last 3 months of our fiscal year, which is April, May, June. The co-op saw $175,000 net profit after the bills were paid. At the end of the day, that's what the co-op was able to do, which is speaks to how John said it's slowly turning the corner and we're becoming a lot more profitable to where we can focus more in our local community. We can get to a point to where we can get dividends paid out. We talk about it. And we can support other local events and things like that. That right now DCM, we do a little bit of it, but we need to be involved more. Next slide, Amy. Here is our active or ownership report, our ownership numbers currently. 4,456 active owners. We had 287 new owners last fiscal year. Our Food for All program. We have 1,058 members and we had 82 new Food for All. There's some great changes coming to that program here shortly that we'll release out as well that'll hopefully actually drive that Food for All number up even higher than it is today. So we have a little more impact of those for those in need in our community that currently under our current structure can't get that assistance from us. Amy, next slide. Here's a couple great little events that happened. Obviously, 10 years, DMC made it 10 years, which is fantastic. They had that huge, it was, I saw a couple pictures, a nice drive-up street pop-up nursery. They had a large local event showcasing all the regional things and the growers, the makers, really to celebrate that 10-year anniversary. They did their annual plant and seed swap, which we actually just had another one in January. And we'll host another annual seed swap actually in April as well. So a lot of little events that the co-op had done over the last year. Amy, next slide. Here's the big one, Hurricane Helene last year. That was the first year DMC decided to bring in Christmas trees in order to help those farmers out there that were truly impacted by Helene and how devastating it was for their region, their economy. We ended up selling 315 trees as a whole, which was the first year. Unfortunately, with the cost of trees, this year it wasn't feasible for us to try to get those in, but it's something we continue to look at and hopefully we can get a partner out there to try to do something as we go forward. Amy, next slide. So here's a few things that we've been working on just in my little short time at the co-op. So the first one I'd asked the team to do was the back to school drive, kind of fill, let's see if we can fill 100 backpacks via, what DMC donated as well as what our community donated. So we were able to fill 100 backpacks for our local closest school for children in need to give them the basic necessities when it came to school, your pencils, your papers, your primary color crayons, coloring pencils, pencil sharpener, erasers, all those little things kids need that, those in our community probably unfortunately couldn't afford. So we were able to get that to them this year, and we're going to be doing that same thing again come August this year. Amy, next slide. Yes, big one, Oktoberfest. I don't know how many of y'all were there, but that was a great event. About 215 people showed up for our first Oktoberfest, which was fantastic. We did a Bull City Discovery Society event. It used to be called Bull City Freebie Society. Now it's called Bull City Discovery Society, where they actually donated $5,000 to DMC, and opened up, obviously, the store to their members to come in and experience a co-op for the first time. So it was a great event. I had not seen register lines that long and ever. But it was great. We did a story time with Santa, where we had, Santa there, took pictures, read stories, did all those little fun things that kids in our community really, really look forward to, and their parents, gives them an opportunity to get a picture with Santa without having to pay those mall prices, because it was, you have your camera, take the picture. Next slide, Amy. We are always looking and expanding, and finding new ways and avenues to do different events. Like I said, the seed swap, that's an annual thing for us. 7 years running now, we've been doing that. We're going to be doing another vendor showcase, similar to like what the co-op did last year. We're working with our vendor partners to get all that situated. If our members have ideas, thoughts, suggestions of activities, that they think the co-op should, please read out, reach out. My email the info, do whatever. You never know where that next great idea might come from and how we can continue to be the leader in the community to help drive that community activity in order to better our community at the end of the day. Amy, next one. We've also had the opportunity to promote and hire a few new people in my short time. We have a brand new produce manager. Her name's Kirsten. She's been with DMC for just over 2 years now. Well in line to our values and what we talk about, working with those local vendors in a manner that is going to continue DMC to be the leader in local produce. Others talk about it. I can definitely talk at length and hours about how where I came from, thought they were the local leader when it comes to produce and their fresh local stuff. No, DMC is the leader in that. Do we have some items we got to get from outside the area? Yes, because we can't grow everything all year round. But she is well aligned. And is working hard to ensure that our produce is that leader. Next slide, Amy. I've also made the decision this year to hire a marketing manager. Our messaging and our communication style was not the best, spotty at times, didn't always align with what we want to say and how we want to say it. And we weren't using all channels necessary to get our messaging across to our members and our community. So Watson, who used to be our beer and wine manager, actually has a degree in marketing, and Watson is our new marketing manager and the one that is putting out all the great info you guys are seeing, I hope, on what the co-op's doing, blasting out in newsletters, throughout social media. If you don't have the newsletter, please scan that QR code. Let's get you included in on that newsletter so that you're more connected with the co-op and we're more connected with you at the end of the day. Next one, Amy. Please follow us. We truly look at that number and we try to look at ways to not only, create interesting and time thought content that will help drive us to be more together as one. But please, again, let us know if there's something we need to know about, you're not seeing it, or there's something you might be suggesting, like I said earlier, let us know. We want to be a partner. While I am, the GM, I'm working with you guys. I'm working for, I'm one of 43, but I'm also one of 6,000 members. So I am the one. So let me know if you see something, please. I'll do my best to ensure that our needs are taken care of as a community. So again, thank you guys. Seriously, thank you. I appreciate the opportunity that the board has given me, and I know the weight and what that kind of comes with. My goal is to get DMC another 10 years. That's what we want. We want it to grow. We want it to prosper. We want it to be stronger at the end of the day. Hi, Tom.
Thank you, Jason. Tom, one of our board
I
members.
just, Jason, could you tell a few minutes about the state of the Food for All program? Because you've been reevaluating that, and I think it's really important to all of our members.
Yes, I
Thanks.
can. So
That's a forced reevaluation, too.
it was a forced reevaluation. We all got letters from our current administration basically saying that anybody that receives WIC and SNAP benefits are not allowed any discounts off any food. Well, that explains our current Food for All program. And they had specific verbiage that we are not allowed to use. So, in the reevaluating of the program, what we've done now, and come March 1st, there'll be a re-enrollment period for this program because once a year we have to validate that everybody that qualifies for a Food for All program truly has the documentation to allow them to get the discounts. So, not only will SNAP and WIC be there, but if you have a housing allowance, you're going to be, if you're receiving almost any form of government assistance to make your day a little easier, we'll be able to register you, see the document, and you'll be able to receive what is today a 20% discount. Well, tomorrow be, come March, goes down to 15. However, we're opening this up now to a whole bunch of people that currently didn't have it opened up to them before. So we're hoping to see great growth of that little over 1,000 member of the Food for All. We'd like to see that one, up there like our regular owner members are, to where we're hoping helping those in the community a lot more. Does that answer your question, Tom?
Yes, it does. Thank you very much, Jason.
Yep. John?
And we can take more questions at the end, but I wanted to move to Kim to discuss our upcoming board elections.
Hey, all. I'm Kim. I'm one of the board members. I joined the Durham Co-op Market Board in 2020, in the height of the pandemic. And so I'm serving in my second term now. As John said, I was a board president for a few years. Now I'm the chair of the Nominations and Elections Committee. And I'm basically just using this opportunity of you all gathered here to let you know that we are right now recruiting for the next class of board members. We opened our call for nominations a few, I guess about a week ago now, at the beginning of this past week, and we'll be trying to keep recruiting, getting more nominees until the end of February. Once we have a whole list of people, as John says, sometimes Sometimes it's a lot, but there have been other years where we've had very few people interested in running for the board. Once we have the list, our committee will begin doing outreach. We'll start talking to people about what it means to be on a board member. I mean, on the board, what it means to be a board member. In some ways, it's pretty straightforward. You have to be a member, an owner of the co-op. And if you're not, it's a pretty straightforward transaction. So if this sounds like something that's that you might be interested in, I would love to I would love to talk to you about it. But becoming an owner is the first step, and then once you're an owner, we'd want you to be able to commit to serving on the board for 3 years. As I noted, that's the length of a term. Most of the time, our board meets online for our official meetings, and then we try to gather in person for fun, for in-store activities. We accept and welcome people with all sorts of different levels of board experience and from all sorts of different backgrounds. So you don't have to have a particular skill set in order to serve as a board member. There are 11 of us total on the board. There are 9 of us who are consumer owners, and then we have 2 worker owners. So it's a neat feature of our board that there are 2 people who are board members who actually work in the store, in addition to, of course, Jason, our general manager, who comes and reports at all of our board meetings. We talk about all sorts of different things. That includes the kind of day-to-day business of the store, the things that are challenging or maybe exciting developments on a monthly basis. And then we also think about the longer-term strategy. Who is the co-op trying to be in the community? What are our values, or we call them the ends of the co-op, and how are we doing at embodying those in everything we do as a grocery business, but also as an important institution in the Durham community. So I will put my contact info in the chat. I'm happy to take a direct email from anyone who wants to learn more. I think Amy also has put together, Amy's our fabulous board administrator, without whom we would not have these lovely presentations. And many other things would not work smoothly either. But Amy has put a QR code down where you can go directly to the page on the Durham Co-op Market website where you can nominate yourself or someone else. And yeah, hope to generate some interest from this call.
Thank you, Kim. Was there any particular questions for Kim about nominations and elections? You can always take it later as well. Just wanted to check. I want to take a second just to thank everyone who served on the board in the previous year as well. A lot of time and effort was spent going through applications, going through the GM hiring process. We did have transitions in the store outside of the GM, which also created some communication challenges, different things. And one of the biggest things I can say about that experience is the systems worked. The board worked with Columinate, worked with NCG, worked with our consultant to really move the co-op forward, to keep, get an interim GM that would help stabilize, to find the right candidate. And that coming together was very important. So I just want to make sure that I thank everyone who I've listed in the annual report who served on the previous committee, because it was a heavy lift. And these are just some of the highlights that we've covered. Jason and the team have been working on rebooting our entire catering menu and getting that going as well. So we're hoping in one of your newsletters very soon you'll see a new catering menu and think of DCM for your catering needs. We also are exploring a contract with a large employer in the area, which is very exciting. A great way to inject some more profit into the store to make sure that we are meeting those ends and values that we all have. So, with that, I want to open it up to any and all questions from anyone on the call. I
John,
can't see everyone at once, so feel free to unmute yourself and
this is
raise
Chuck
your hand.
Clifton.
Yes.
So I wanted to speak mostly to the shareholders. I think we're mostly board members on here, but I want to speak to the shareholders. I want to share with them some of my concerns that I've had over the last year.
This time last year, for those who aren't aware, there are shareholders who are also, you're members of the co-op. But so I was on one of the original board that built the store. I chaired the general manager search committee that hired Lila. My member number is number 84, so I've been here a long time, and I'm very interested in the success of this store. Early on, we were trying to build the store. We partnered with Self Help, and Self Help gave us a matching grant. In order to get that matching grant, we had to raise a lot of extra money that we couldn't get from regular shareholders. So we issued a new share class of municipal security. It was a preferred share class. My husband owns one of those shares, and a bunch of I imagine some people on this call do. Those preferred shareholders are entitled to a dividend separate and different than the dividend that is provided to the regular shareholders. And after Lila took over as the general manager, she immediately made it her mission to pay those dividends. And the reason why is because they're compulsory, they're not voluntary. And if the store doesn't pay them, they have to accrue them as a liability and pay them in the future. So the longer you don't pay that dividend, the more you get in the hole with these preferred shareholders. I noticed in 2024, no preferred dividend share dividend had been paid. And that was unusual because it had been paid in all the prior years. So I reached out and I asked why one wasn't paid. And I was told that when I heard from the board that one, they weren't even sure that they were supposed to pay a dividend, which was shocking, and that they didn't actually have the accounting records to calculate whether or not they could afford to pay it because they had lost the contract with the bookkeeper, and in the process were no longer keeping the balance sheet and the income statement and the profitability records. In response to that, in March of 2025, I exercised my right under Section 55 of the North Carolina Code to request a copy of the financial records. Under the North Carolina law, they're supposed to produce those records within 5 days. 2 weeks went by, I heard nothing. A month went by, I heard from the president. And I checked in every week and every 2 weeks for 5 months and did not receive any financial records. At that point in September of last year, I retained legal counsel to start demanding my right to those records that were granted to me under North Carolina law. It took the board another 5 months to require me and negotiate with me a non-disclosure agreement for me as a shareholder to get access to a balance sheet and an income statement. They then wanted to charge me $50 an hour for 4 to 5 hours for Mr. Bowers to run these reports for me. We signed the non-disclosure agreement giving me access to those documents on January 12th. And still, it was another 18 days, 16 days on the 28th when they actually produced the required records. When I joined the co-op, when I actually became a member long before there was any evidence of there ever going to be a store, I did it because co-ops are different. Co-ops are about open and transparency, inclusiveness of the owners. If you go back to the turn of the prior century movement that caused us to have co-ops, it was to take the store back from the people who were controlling it at the top. In this way, in transparency, I believe this co-op has failed the owners over the last year. I have incurred significant legal fees trying to get them to simply comply with the things they must do under North Carolina law. And now we've had another year where the dividends have not been paid to the preferred shareholders. So while the story that has been told here is extremely positive, I'm glad the sales are good and I'm glad the profit is good. I'm a little worried about the implementation of the cooperative store model. And so my question with that, and I apologize for the long preamble, but I think the shareholders deserve to know all of that. What is being done to tear down the wall between the shareholders, the people who own the store, and the board, and get us more information in a more timely manner and not require all of us to hire attorneys. I will say, for anybody who wants access to the financials, I did negotiate an addendum to my NDA that you can execute very, very quickly, and you have access to all the documents as well. So you can just reach out to me and I can get you a copy of that. But I just want to hear from the board on what the plan is to fix this, because this certainly is not the co-op that I thought I was a member of.
Summer. I will say off the top that it seems slightly misleading to say simple balance sheet income statement because we did have attorneys go back and forth on the level of documentation that you wanted, which ended up being almost 1,000 pages. That being said, we only had one general manager. And again, transitions are very difficult. And unfortunately, there were periods where the co-op did not have someone in communications where information was not transferred properly, which is why we've hired someone with 20 years with 20 years experience to help correct some of these issues. I saw Summer and then Tom in the comment, both of which are board members currently.
Thanks, John. So I since we're at the point of making statements versus asking questions, I guess my statement is to say that as far as I know, I am the longest running current member of the board. And if that factually is incorrect, it's not intended to mislead you. It's just called a mistake. And what I can tell you is that I remember and have been in the Durham community and understood a lot about the discussion and the run-up to and the earlier attempts at establishing a co-op. And it wasn't something that I was frankly interested in being a part of. And that changed after DCM was open, up, running, after the first board had come and gone, and Lila started to really lean in on what it meant to be everyone welcome. And it was because of that cooperative spirit of everyone welcome, which basically means we're all as important as any other one of us, that I eventually was interested in joining the organization and starting to lean in and give multiple years of my time to try to uphold those values. So while we were very transparent as a board last year about the fact that there were some extremely painfully rough times in the last bit. We were transparent about the fact that they were painfully rough times in the last bit, and that it took an inordinate amount of effort from board members, staff members, all of our consultants, everyone to hold this thing together, and reminding everyone that some of us don't have the money to put in to become preferred dividend holders. But we all put in our blood, sweat, and in many cases, tears as volunteers to keep this thing going because we believed in it so that we could get to the point of being able to actually finally share something positive this year. So we can debate the facts of this back and forth and act like the orange man in DC, or we can talk about the fact that as a volunteer board with a brand new general manager and a lot of other things that were actually salient to keeping the organization afloat, we have done our best to follow the guides of our attorneys and our other trusted guidance entities like our auditors, and that there is nothing there that is nefarious to uncover other than the fact that we are a volunteer board that just endured a really, really rough time, and that our staff has endured a really, really rough time for over 5 years, and that we are in a rebuilding mode, and that we have to prioritize the needs of the staff, of our new general manager, and of the store's operations itself above some other things sometimes. It doesn't mean that things aren't important or priorities, but it means there are priorities amongst priorities. And I appreciate every single person who is an owner and a contributor to this community and to this store. Thank you. for doing that in a truly cooperative spirit of we all matter, everyone is welcome, and we have to all do the things that keep the organization running in its best possible form.
Another board member wanted to comment.
Not right now, thank you. I'll defer to summer.
I'm sorry, I forgot your name. It's still listed as Mom's new iPhone 17, but you have your hand up.
Hi there, Maria. Sorry, I couldn't figure out how
Yeah.
to get my name on there.
It's
So,
okay. You said it. I was like, I couldn't remember off the top of my head.
Maria. So I just have a question. Is the dividend issue something that needs to be addressed? I'm not sure if that if the question got answered. Will it be issued? Resolve, or will the dividends get paid, or is that getting eliminated, or what was the decision on that?
This is the first
Okay.
I've heard of the dividend problem, and now that I'm aware of it as a board member, the board can address it in our next meeting, but I didn't know that that was an issue.
The dividend can't be eliminated. It can
Yeah.
the store can buy the preferred shareholders out if they want. There's a provision in the contract for doing it, but it's a required dividend payment and it must be accrued as a liability if they don't pay it. And at least what
Okay.
I saw in the financials of last year, they've already accrued a couple $1,000 in obligations. I don't know if the second round of dividends have been properly accrued.
So yeah. With
And
grocery co-ops, that's a normal thing with preferred shares. I mean, is there any misdeed you're concerned about, Chuck? Other than coming through a really rough patch without adequate leadership, and other than, engaging a accounting firm to audit the books during that rough period.
Mike, and so I'm a financial professional. I read financial statements all week long. What I know is you cannot run a business without financials. I know that when Green Bean Counters terminated their contract with the co-op and they were no longer keeping the books, that no one was keeping the books. That's a problem. It's a fiduciary problem, and it calls into question all the numbers you've now shared. Now, what I would say is, if you had hired, I know that you hired another bookkeeping firm, a really reputable firm. If they have gone back and rebuilt the books back to the period just before Green Bean Counters terminated their contract, and if you then subsequently, by a separate firm other than the one that rebuilt them, have conducted an audit to ensure that no funds were lost or any obligations were failed to be properly accrued, then I don't think there is necessarily malfeasance that I'm concerned about. What I'm worried about is lack of communication. I've asked very reasonable, very logical, very fair questions from someone who used to be in your seat. I was the treasurer of the board, and I've gotten crickets in answers, and it feels a little dismissive. It doesn't feel respectful of an owner that's trying to help you. That's my concern.
Tom, or
But
you have a comment or Don?
we're conducting an audit and rebuilding the books, and we're moving forward with a new accounting firm. I don't know about having an audit of the audit, but this board has picked up a really difficult situation, as was disclosed at last year's annual meeting. And, we're working on it. And if we are going to engage in this issued cooperatively, then let's talk about it cooperatively and not antagonistically, and have a meeting instead of attorneys.
Which
You know, the
is
way
something we've separately
you didn't get the
discussing.
financials because there were no financials. You know that. Okay. There was a huge lapse in bookkeeping. No one's disputing that. But we, the board, Jason, the general manager, are remediating that. But we can't undo what was done 2 and 3 years ago, we're remediating it. And you have access to the financials. Yes, the general manager in the co-op should be issuing just pro forma financial statements every year, and that's what we do as cooperatives. But it would be easier if we could talk about it instead of going through attorneys.
Well, I tried that for 5 months, but no one would talk to me. But I'm glad that we're at a place where we can start to have the conversation. I hope we'll bring other shareholders into this. Again, these 4,456 owners and all the other class of owners, I guess you identified, we all need to know what's going on. And I feel like I may be, except for me and another five or six owners that I've told, probably didn't know that there weren't being books being kept. And I think the owners should be aware of that. And so that's my concern. Transparency, inclusion, and please, when I ask for I'm going to ask for the last financial reports as of the end of December. I think by mid-February you'll have plenty of time to close the books. When I make that request, since we have an NDA in place, I do expect you to produce them within 5 days according to North Carolina statute, not another 5 months.
I just want to say too that, Chuck, you're airing a grievance here, and I'm grateful for that. And this is, the proper time and place for it. And it's a really challenging issue from a member of the board. One thing we have done is formed a finance committee that did not exist before. And I feel like having a finance committee, from 5 years ago on might have helped some things in the meantime. So I also want to thank you. The question about 5 days is not a clear one because we're not a Chapter 55 corporation, but that's for the lawyers to discuss. And I think they've agreed to disagree there.
And
But
also,
and also, Chuck, please do run for the board. Or please do come and be on our finance committee so that we can work together on this.
great. Thank you.
Thank
I
you.
appreciate that.
Check.
And I do want to point out that from your questions and when we had staff and better communications, we were able to post all the financial records and meeting notes. Minutes on the website because that is part of our values and our ends is to be open and transparent. So I think we've gotten back to a high level of that, and they are currently on our website. Donna had her hand up. Donna is our current vice president of the board.
Good afternoon. I just wanted to reiterate that I'm Donna Frederick, in case you didn't get the introduction earlier. Been on the board about 3 years now, I guess. And just to reiterate, this has been a very challenging time for the board, who, in my opinion, I'll just reiterate what Summer said. I can't even begin to tell you how diligently we have worked to provide as much as we could, as volunteers, as people who love the co-op. Because we met many, many days, Sundays, whatever, just to get what it took to get to the bottom of this. And there was some communication that didn't get out, but by no mean, I guess you can agree too, it was not nefarious. It's almost like I'd say the house is burning. What do we do? And I think we did what we could at that time, and I commend all the board members. I've never worked with a group of people who are more diligent and cared about the place that we are fiduciary responsible for. And some things fell through the crack, but the doors are open, and and we've got a great new leader now working with us. It was just If there was a timeline, you would be surprised. Like, wow, all that was happening at one time. So while your questions are, warranted, please know that everyone on this board did the very, very exemplary best they could to keep this going. And that's what, from my heart, I'm just saying, it really kind of like, yeah, there's some things that were missed. But we did the best we could with what we had to do with. So I appreciate you bringing these, concerns to us, and hope we can move forward and to better the communication. But please know there was no slack or lack on our behalf. And that's all I have to say. And I've got to run off because I've got another meeting, but I just wanted to put my two cents in. Thank
Thank
you
you,
so
Donna.
much.
Thank you. And I think a lot of the board members who served last year remember from our consultants and from others being told how difficult it can be to transition from the first GM, which Lila had served in that role for 8, 9 years, I believe, close to, and did a wonderful job and got us through COVID. But like with anything, it was going to be a difficult transition. And there were a lot of operational changes, which is why that was one of the highlights, because Jason has come in and brought a lot of not only savings, but just efficiencies that needed to happen that may have resulted from something quirky from COVID or from who knows what, but really needed fresh eyes on from that permanent GM role and was given. Additionally, I can speak for myself. I think some of the other board members, just to give you a little context, when your requests started coming in, there was a moment of, you're asking all the questions that we were asking months ago when we were really concerned about things that were going on, and we had to take these actions to ensure that the co-op was open. So there was a little lag for us of, oh, yeah, this was definitely a major concern, and now we've moved it forward. Was there anyone else that had a question or comment? We have a couple minutes left.
I have a question.
Sure. I can't see who's speaking. Oh, there we go.
excuse me, I have a sore throat. I'm Eddie Swan from from Motherland, and I want to just thank the co-op for selling my products. That's the first thing. I've been selling those products to the co-op for over 4 years now,
Happy to
but
have you.
with the shift in in-store management, my product, which for over 4 years has been located in one place, has now been relegated to the basement. And I need to know why it's been moved, because my customers are going now looking where they have always gone for 4 years to the same place to get the turmeric and ginger lemonades. And they're like, well, it's not here. And I'm like, yes, it is there. So what I'm saying is, having a product that you've been selling for 4 years and that sells, why was it moved from a primary place to the bottom, way over on the other side? Is there some strategic reason for that?
It's not a question
Oh, okay, so what I'm
boards
saying is,
with, but yeah, I
are
understand.
you reorganizing the store in such a way that you take a product that sells and brings people to your store and move it? That's my question.
I can say as a board member, I've learned that the store is constantly moving products around. And that I think you're referring to those three coolers on the side by the grabbing by
No,
the deli. No? Okay.
well, the cooler's by the deli, but there's more than three. There's like five or
Oh,
six.
yeah, 3 or 4. I know that that's been an area that
There's
we've
five, yeah.
been looking at, but that would be a question for Jason and the department
Well, I've
managers.
actually
If
emailed them because there was some concern with some of my customers with regard to that. And we are going to have a meeting, but since I have all of you here,
yeah, no, yeah,
I'm
great
not sure.
timing, yeah.
I mean, even today, because technically, I buy all of my ginger from the co-op. I could get it from a wholesale, but I buy it from you guys. All of
Thank
the
you.
ginger I buy from the co-op at the retail price because I want to support the co-op. And I am a member of the co-op, even though I am a vendor as well. So I just wanted to bring that up while I have all of you here.
Sure. I'm going to have Summer's comment, but before I will say something that we all should be very proud of the Durham Co-op, and this was something that was said from cooperative consultants and NCG across the country, is we have an exceptionally high number of locally made products and vendors in our store. And that was something that people really noticed that made DCM unique, in that just the kind of relentless focus on that. And I can say in the last month, I've gone back to the first co-op I was ever a member of in Maryland, and was very sad to see how little of that there was, even from when I was there. But Summer, you had a comment.
I just wanted to say thank you. I wanted to thank Miss Eddie for asking a question, and she actually gave the context I was looking for right as I was raising my hand, which is that there is a meeting that is supposed to be happening with the store team and with the general manager. Did I hear you right? Is that correct?
Well, they emailed me because what I've been maintaining the stock and lining it up and filling it in, and they told me stop doing that. Don't do that anymore.
Okay.
Which is okay. Which, I mean, I got an email saying that. I'm like, okay, fine. But the one thing that bothered me was the placement of the product. And
Right.
even when I brought in the small reorder today, the gentleman who fills in the stock, the grocery, not him, not Steph, but the worker came over. He took a box of bottles and he went to where the bottles used to be. And he was like standing around looking like, where are they? And I said, they're down there, way over there at the bottom. And then when I was checking out, a customer had heard the conversation and he said, I buy your stuff all the time. I love it. Right? And then he said, and then so I called Steph over, and Steph's on the call. He can, verify it. The gentleman said, I buy this stuff all the time. Why have you moved it? And why is it where people can't find it? So that's why I brought it up today.
Okay. And I appreciate you sharing it. What I wanted to do was I felt like the tone of the conversation wasn't making clear that as board members, we're always open and glad and want to hear from shoppers, owners, but we don't actually make or get involved in any operational decisions at that particular level. So I didn't want you to take our reaction as a non-reaction. It was waiting and hoping that the store team was able to say, here's what's in process to resolve this concern so that we didn't overstep them because we as board members don't actually
Okay.
touch where decisions are made about things on shelves. So I wanted you to know that I appreciated it hearing it as a shopper. And anytime if you don't feel like you get a resolution, you can always come to us. But that moment where all of us weren't sort of jumping to answer the question was because we didn't have the answer, only because it's not an area that we're direct purview on.
Good
But
thing.
we appreciate it, and we're sure that if the store team can't give you the information in a way that's useful to you, that you can always let us know that, and we can try to help them help you get the answer that you need.
Thank you. I
Thank
appreciate
you.
So I think it'd be hard to find many Durham Co-op members who have not tried your delicious ginger lemonade or enjoy it. Thank you. And with that, if there's no final thoughts or questions, again, the annual report is online, and we can close this meeting out, but I just want to give a last minute, or if anyone had anything else to add. Again, I'd like to thank everyone for coming and for all the hard work that has been put in to keeping this co-op open, and the wonderful things that we're able to do, and the bright future that we are looking forward to. Thank you all.
Thank you.
Did you have a comment, Marie?
Oh, well, it's just a question. If there was something that I was looking for and you didn't have it, is there a place where you could put in a request or a suggestion?
You can always email the GM, or you can talk to one of the managers.
I see. Okay.
And but to be clear, as a board member, we could recommend, oh, I know this local vendor to Jason or to someone in the co-op, but it would be inappropriate for us to kind of lean on and say, well, we want you to carry them. That's, you know, not allowed. Sorry, Jason.
I was just gonna say, yeah, you can do it, the info at Derm. That is the greatest way for us to know if you're looking for something specific to see if we can make it part of our mix.
I see. Thank you.
Yeah.
And to be clear, Miss Eddie does a fabulous job of being able to provide us with stock. And I know some local vendors in Durham that I love that probably would struggle to do that. So that's why they're not in the co-op currently. Hopefully they'll grow to a place they can be on our shelves consistently. But thank you all for the time and have a good rest of your evening.
Thanks, John.
Thank you. Thank you
Thanks,
so much.
all.
Thanks, team.
Everybody be safe. Be safe.
Thanks, John.
Thank you all.